So, tell me what it's like working on the project with the guys. I mean, this is you've known these guys for a long time.
And someone who asked me to do the Aristocrats, and he got me for free, which makes it his greatest magic trick.
But this one, it wasn't gonna be so lucky.
This one, once again. If you don't remember the past, you're doomed to repeat it.
He got to another guy and said, look, we're friends. We've been doing this a long time. It's a small film. When you do projects like this, and he said it was real creepy. The word creepy keeps coming up.
Yeah.
Adam brought it up. Penn brought it up. Are you kind of, what role do you play in that Creepsville side?
I'm kind of like, and this shows how an actor prepares. I like one of those guys who go, right now I'm looking, trying to remember, and I think I was a janitor I played, or I may have been an acrobat or an astronaut.
Might not end up in it at all.
Yeah. It's like when I'm in a movie, my thought process is, when is that actor going to shut up so I can say my line?
But is it funner to do these smaller projects?
This was fun to do. I flew out to L.A. for it, did it. Some, I don't know, abandoned building or something. I think it was a movie.
Okay. It might have told you it was a movie, but actually, this is all a joke. We're just doing this. It's all part of an elaborate joke.
And I'm out here, and I think I'm the darling of Sundance because I'm not only doing this film, Penn Jillette's director's cut, but I'm also in a film called Life Anime, also out. So I'm the darling of the art house.
Everyone's known you for all those tiny films you've done.
I don't understand how, like, a film I did, like, Saved by the Bell, Wedding in Las Vegas, never made it to Sundance. It proves how political.
No, it's a bureaucracy. I think you got nailed by the bureaucracy. So, Gilbert, thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Congratulations, and good luck the rest of the week.
It's been nice serving time.
Yeah, thank you.